views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The truth is funny. With Colette Steffen, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
Good morning. This is Colette Marie Steffen. Welcome to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour and experience the instant relief of tuning into your intuition. Shift happens every Wednesday morning at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific Time, live on the radio waves and in the archives at thetruthisfunny.com and transformationtalkradio.com. The energetic shifts are still accessible through what I call HSN, the Higher Self Network, if you are listening later. I've been traveling around the globe to share life-transforming information and meeting some very cool, very smart people along the way, and it is my pleasure to share inclusive information with you and also to provide you with an opportunity to call in and receive energetic shifts and creative solutions to your problems with my favorite energy practitioners. We love to hear from you. Feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. My guest today is a special guest. She's very special to me, someone I admire very, very much and have a great deal of love for. Nicole Short of Inner Freedom Now believes that parents and care providers can be empowered with intuition and the tools they need to shed light on the truth about their children, hereby gaining freedom from any issue inhibiting themselves or their family from the joyful free state that can always be ours. Nicole Short is a multifaceted practitioner who empowers people to their own state of inner calmness. From a young age, Nicole felt different, not connecting with the world around her the way the others seemed to be able to do so easily. And Nicole had great difficulty understanding why her system was so sensitive and why she would intuitively know the internal state of those around her. She also had clairvoyant tendencies that she didn't understand and tried to ignore. It wasn't until 2003 when she experienced a dynamic life change, initiating a spiritual journey that brought her back to her natural state of being. This experience is what initiated her path of service to others, which has been her driving force ever since. To Nicole's shock, in 2006, her firstborn son was diagnosed with autism, ADHD, a language-based learning disability, and oppositional defiant disorder. Her son also experienced extreme anxiety attacks that were very disheartening. This drove Nicole to seek out natural solutions for her son, her family, and herself. To Nicole's astonishment and deep gratitude, the results she and her son experienced were beyond what any health professional deemed possible. Nicole has taken training as a Reiki practitioner, angel card reader, mediumship, angel therapy practitioner, Yuen method practitioner, psychosomatic therapy practitioner, and energetic upgrade. Nicole integrates all these techniques in correlation with her own life experiences to provide a strong healing and loving experience to every individual with the assistance of the divine, the ascended masters, and spirit guides. Nicole can bring you clarity, understanding, and direction in your own life. It is now Nicole's vision to assist others in having the same healing experience as she and her son. She wants to provide parents and any other caregiver with tools and insight for themselves and their loved ones, giving them the empowerment they're looking for in the toughest situations. This will bring a greater ability to find peace and joy in any situation so that they can create a kind of environment and freedom that they desire. Welcome, Nicole. Are you there?
I am. Thank you, Colette.
Oh, I'm so excited.
It's an honor to be here today.
Oh, it's an honor to have you on the show. You know, how long have we known each other now?
I believe we met 5 years ago at a demo that a friend took me to.
All right.
And yes.
Do you want to tell you know, tell the listeners here, like, you know, a bit about yourself, like, and you know, how we met and all of that?
Okay, so I would love to. I was still feeling completely distraught and broken. Despite all the tools that I had found so far, I was still, you know, pretty in tears every day around the situation with my son. He was growling every day. He couldn't read. He was on 5 different medications and could barely make it through a day of school, and if at all. And, you know, people knew what journey I was on, and someone took me to your demo. And that day I got picked to be worked on in front of the group. And you instantly knew what was going on. And I felt shifting inside me immediately. And I hadn't felt anything like that before. And I booked a session with you right away. And we had a personal session, like within a couple of days. And the following day, we went to a psychiatrist appointment, and my son was due to be put on another medication. That's why we were heading there. And we got there, and to my surprise, the doctor looked at me and said, "I think we need to start getting Jacob off his medication. It's time to decrease
it."
Yeah. And nothing had changed yet in his behavior, but our whole energy had changed, and the perception around us had changed. And this was the start of our journey, my son's journey to his free state today.
Yes. Yeah, and you know, this is what is so important for people to recognize, that most children under the age of 10 are basically, you know, your son obviously came in with a miasm, like, of, you know, being labeled with all of these, disabilities.
Yes.
And also being prone towards drug use, because he was on 5 different medications. And,
yes,
you know, energetically, what I did, just for anyone listening in that likes to move energy, is I didn't work on your son. I worked on all the people around your son.
Yes.
So that he would, that the people around him would do what was best for his higher self. And this is really important for people to recognize, that, you know, the psychiatrist was motivated to lower the medication because it was in the best interest of your son. And when you energetically clear from all angles, all the people around a child, like the school that they're going to, the you know, the doctors, the psychiatrists, all of these, and the parents and the siblings, to support that child, then what happens is what is in the highest good of this child starts to take place. And, you know, it's a process that you go through, because you want to work with the establishment to do what's best for everyone involved. And, you know, these medications are very strong pharmaceutical medications. It's important to work with your doctors and with the psychiatrists and the psychologists and the school and the tutors, the parents, you know, and as I said, the siblings, to be able to understand this child at a greater level. And, you know, I know your son, you know, through you. I did not actually talk to your son until,
yep,
I don't know, about 6 months ago. He got on the phone with me and he intuitively spoke to me, but not verbally, which
he
is really cool.
He prefers intuitively speaking.
Yeah. We have to take a quick break here right away. And we do have one caller on the line already. So when we come back, we'll have the caller on. You are listening to The Truth Is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio with Colette Marie Steffen. My guest today is Nicole Short. When we return, we will share more ways to move energy. Call in 1-800-930-2819. Let's make some shift happen.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit limelightradio.com.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true, so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
Each month, listen to Live More Radio with co-host Allie Katz. Join Allie and Dr. Pat as Allie introduces new ways to bring balance back to your life through meditation, sleep, and exercise techniques so you can live your truly authentic life. Stress less, live more. To learn more about Allie, visit atozenmeditation.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
1230 WBLQ.
We are back on The Truth Is Funny with Colette Marie Steffen and my beautiful guest today, Nicole Short. Nicole, before we continue, can you just share your contact information with people so that they know how to get in touch with you?
Okay, so my email is nicole@innerfreedomnow.ca, and you can check me out on my website, www.innerfreedomnow.ca. nicoleshore.ca. And I have a Facebook page, Nicole Shore Inner Freedom Now. Feel free to like me, and I would love to hear from everyone.
Awesome, awesome. And anyone listening in, you are free to call in if you would like, 1-800-930-2819. Nicole and I are going to shift some energy. Just before we continue and take this guest, I just wanted to, or this caller, I just wanted to just have you share what the how is your son doing now?
My son is doing fabulous now. He's 12 and a half, graduating grade 7 just this week, and he's gone from being completely violent, not being able to take any simple direction. He would fully attack anyone requesting anything of him. And they were actually watching quite closely to ensure that he didn't have any sociopath tendencies, which is comical today because he's an amazing big brother to his little sister who's 5, has friends in the community, is fully engaged in life, and is just fabulous to be around. My parents actually can't get over every time they're with him. They say, wow, I can't believe what a respectful young man Jacob's turning out to be. And it's just beyond belief for people who knew him before. Can't understand that he was even that way.
Yeah,
so
it's so beautiful.
It's been incredible, incredible results that no one deemed possible.
And, you know, it's so beautiful that he has friends and that, you know, he's doing sports and he's able to focus at school. And is he off his medications entirely now, or is he still on? Does he still take the odd here and there?
He takes the odd here and there. March break this year was his first time being medication-free since kindergarten.
Wow, that's so beautiful.
Yes.
I'm getting that when he's in school, that it just stresses him out a little bit more, the anxiety of leaving the home, being at school, leaving school, like the change, you know?
Yeah. I was also feeling it's the perception of the people around him still.
Yes, yeah, because it is.
A trust in him if there's somewhat a medication. Because actually, he takes the same dose now as he did when he was 5.
Wow.
So it doesn't do much.
And a half. Yeah, yeah. But
so it's more just a perception. So it's so lowered that it's pretty much going out the window. We're going to be free from that, too. And that's my goal this summer.
Oh,
and
well, he's
Jacob's
school.
Looking
yeah.
forward to that as well.
Awesome. So it's just the one medication now.
One medication, such a small dose. Like I say, it was the dose he was on when he weighed 40 pounds.
Wow, that's awesome.
It's incredible.
I'm, you know, and I just want to say to everybody listening in that, you know, we can energetically shift these blocks that are preventing a child from stepping forward. And your ability to, and the work that you've done with your son is incredible. And I just wanted to say that, like, you know, to go from such a desperate situation and to apply yourself with the tools that you were given to be able to change, you know, his life and your family's life, you know, so completely. I just want to say, you know, like how much I admire that and how much I respect that, because it's very easy to get into despair when,
well,
you know.
Yes, it is. However, you had such an impact on me right away. So I knew after a period of time that I wanted to learn. And so I started attending all your seminars, and I still do. We were just at Energetic Upgrade this weekend, and
yeah,
it's so incredible.
In Vancouver. That was fun. Wasn't that fun?
That was incredible at Relationship Rescue with you and Mark Kettenbach. And my husband is taking these seminars as well with me now.
Oh,
and
it's
completely changed our family, the tools that, you know, you've taught me. You've taught me so much, Colette, and I'm very, very grateful because it's transformed our life.
Oh,
and then it guided me to other things that I've taken, but yeah. I keep, I use everything you've taught me on a daily basis. And so do my children now.
That's the goal, is to actually use the tools and then apply them, right? Unused tools laying around in the yard. I've noticed that the shovels didn't magically go after my pile of dirt here that we're moving without us attached to them. You have to use the tools, and when you use them, then you move forward. But we're going to take this call. We have Rashida from Massachusetts on the line.
Okay.
Hi, Colette. Hi, Nicole.
Hello. Hi. How are you this morning?
I'm doing very well. It's funny. I was calling in for myself because I'm dealing with the issue, but Nicole, as you told me, is like retelling your story. It brought tears to my eyes because I'm also dealing with issues with my son who's like not interested in school because it comes so hard for him. He's been having such a hard time, but I was touched by your story to hear that there is hope, because I've been, I'm also in energy medicine as well, but I have been having such a hard time trying to help him. And I know I called into the show a couple of times, Colette, in regards to him, and he's doing a little bit better, but every time he does better, then he'll go backwards again.
Yeah, that's normal. People get triggered by the thought of that someone goes forward and backwards. But if you know anything about like sacred geometry and the Fibonacci numbers, nature and the universe counts backwards as well as forwards. So it's a natural progression for people to move forward. And then the perception is moving backwards, but it's just an adjustment. And then you move forward again, and you never go back as far back as you were before. This is just because out there in the world, in the universe, there's so many triggers that we can hit that, it's very easy these days. We're receiving a lot of information. There's a lot of fear out there. And so it creates a situation where people they do really well, and then something else triggers them. And so then they just need a little bit more. But what I would like to ask you, because I always like to get a baseline when I'm working with people on a scale from 0 to 10, 0 being neutral and 10, when you think about your son right now, and you think about the problems he's having in school and just in general, where are you on that scale, 10 being the worst?
I think 10.
A 10? I'm
like
getting perception.
Like
we're just going to strengthen that just a little bit for you, because I'm getting it's kind of like I'm perceiving an 8. But it's also the fact that you're on the thought of it weakens you. But then the idea that you might have a solution here right now strengthens you. So we're just going to strengthen that. Nicole, what are you, how old is your son?
He's 8 years old.
8 years old?
I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry. He's about to be 10.
10, okay.
Oh, he's about to be 10.
He's 10 in August.
Okay.
So the first thing that I'm picking up is that decades, around 10, a lot of children, they have a weakness to becoming a double digit, and they're starting to find independence in themselves. So we're just going to strengthen him that he's turning a decade, and that all perception for that for him would be positive. And then I was picking to strengthen you to him and him to you, and that any worry would just be reversed and sent as a positive vibration, in that everybody who your son is around would see the positives in him and the assets.
Nicole, just hang on for a sec, because we have to go for a break again, if you can imagine. But if you hang on, Rashida, Nicole and I'll work on this during the break, and then we'll talk to you right after the break. I am Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. You can connect with me at thetruthisfunny.com, on social media, Facebook and Twitter, at The Truth is Funny with Colette. Call in if you want an opportunity to shift your life into better. 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back to make shift happen.
lifestyle in retirement? It's a question people often wonder about. Ask Ameriprise financial advisor Jeff Packman about the new Confident Retirement approach. You and Jeff can break down retirement planning step by step to get the real answers you need. In fact, 93% of clients who have had the Confident Retirement Approach conversation feel more confident about their retirement. Call Jeff Packman, financial advisor, at 425-453-0272 for your Confident Retirement conversation today. Office is located at 601 108th Avenue Northeast, Suite 1800, Bellevue, Washington, 98004. Percentage based on Ameriprise Financial Confident Retirement Client Survey as of December 2013. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment and advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member of FINRA and SIPC.
Invited to the Garden of Earthly Delights at the annual Women of Wisdom Community Pampering Day, May 30th at North Seattle College. Treat yourself to a day of self-care, self-compassion, and rejuvenation. Sample a variety of services from different experts in the art of energy healings, intuitive readings, and bodywork. Select morning or afternoon and receive 100 minutes of pampering for only $50. Go to womenofwisdom.org/sacredpampering to register today.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Tune in to the hit show Marketing Masters with Connie Fife, Mondays, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Each week, Connie will bring you the best of the best thought leaders from around the world to share marketing strategies and best practices. Get fired up to grow your business with the Queen of Marketing. To contact Connie, visit ConnieFifeSpeaks.com.
I am Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny. I have Nicole Short here with me today. Feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. And we were working with Rashida regarding her son, who is now 10 years old. And he's been having challenging time in school. And so we just want to reconnect with you now, Rashida. Are you there?
Yes, I am here.
Okay, how is your vibe right now? Like, what number are you at? Has it shifted, or are you where you were just before the break? How are you feeling?
I feel like it shifted. Like, I was crying during the break.
Good.
I feel like I'm out of time.
We like to, when people cry and they're energetically shifting, what that means is you're just kind of giving up a sentimental sadness of how the way things were and moving into a stronger version of yourself and a stronger version of your son. Nicole, what else? Let's work on this boy and this his mom, his parents,
okay,
and everybody around him.
Can I ask you a question? Would you say your son is struggling with attention in any way?
He has, he can't focus. Like, he doesn't want to focus. And it's not like a hypertension, but he doesn't focus, he daydreams.
I'm going to share something then that I picked up, okay? So these kids are coming in with their intuitive channels so activated. It's like these angels are coming in and they're picking up so many messages on so many channels. So what happens is they go to school and they're distracted by all this other information that's coming to them. Okay, because mm-hmm. people haven't had in the past the same kind of understanding about what's around us on our planet. And so it becomes hard for them to focus just on what the teacher's saying. So we're just going to send those other energies away, okay, and tone down his channel. You can't shut it off. You can never do anything to harm anyone. So that the information coming to your son is no longer overwhelming for his system, okay? And then we're just going to strengthen him to all environments.
Ah, there we go.
Yeah.
And his physical, it's coming up like the difference between home and school is weakening him. This is really common. If the dynamics, the boundaries are different at school than they are at home. Are you a single mom?
No, I'm not. Okay. I was for 8 years, though.
Oh, okay. So is his biological father living with him?
No.
Yeah, there's a weakness coming in from the biological father. And when I say a weakness, I don't mean that this is a weak man or I'm not accusing him or anything like that. I'm just saying energetically, he's not in alignment with his biological father. And so it's kind of like a ancestral thing. And a lot of times around the age of 10, a lot of boys kind of gravitate towards wanting to be around, like they start to let go of their moms a bit and they want to be around their dads more. And so does he have a man in his life right now?
Yes.
Yeah. You have a husband and you're together as a family?
Yes.
Yeah. See, the weakness I'm perceiving is not coming from the man that he's living with here, but from his biological father. And so we're just going to strengthen that, all the love that his father has, his biological father has for him, and all the love that he has for his biological father. I'm not talking about the kind of love that people talk about when they say, typically what you think of. I'm talking about unconditional love. And what's coming up is the word respect. Like the opposite of love is lack of respect. And so we want to strengthen the respect that they have for each other as souls who have traveled before on a different plane. And so we just strengthen any guilt or shame or blame and any intuitive energy that's coming in from that ancestral line. It's just weakening him a little bit from that angle, and then also just strengthening that any karma that's between them and any karmic spaces, getting that there's some actual karma directly between them, and then there's also, which is accumulated, and there also is like karmic spaces that they're sharing. So we'll just strengthen that to let that go, that they don't need to suffer with it anymore. Nicole, what else are you getting?
I'm just getting to strengthen his central nervous system and reconnect the heart to the central nervous system and just completely integrate everything that you've just shifted.
Yeah, and let's boost it so that when we boost it, we're just going to energetically send the intention out right now that he could have gentle, beautiful days. And that's, like with more gentleness I'm getting. So we're just going to strengthen that for him. And I'm going to boost it and you can boost it back. And we just go back and forth here really quick here.
Yeah.
There. That feels good. Okay. Now I would just like to ask you, Rashida, where are you at right now? On number one.
I feel like I'm at a two.
At a two, that's awesome. See, as Rashida begins to let go of the worry, we want to strengthen also that you're going to see up close a bright picture in front of you of your son doing really well with his friends, with his family, at school, and expand the heart space I'm getting for that. And we just strengthen that his relationships with other people are really strong and beautiful. Nicole, what else?
That he would see himself in a bright light as well, and that his thoughts about himself would always be strong, and that he would instantly be able to pick up on his assets, so that his outlook would be cheery and that the joy in him would just be completely activated.
That's beautiful. And I was also going to say that what I was picking up with him is just to strengthen his external boundaries, so that the sensitivity, that it starts to work for him instead of against him. Because what's happening, and I told you this with your son, when I first connected with your son, I got that, like, you know, if a feather went through the air and landed, like, say, on a tabletop, that mm-hmm. would sound like a thud for your son. Mm-hmm. That's how sensitive he was. Young man that we're dealing that we're working with right now, he's not even as sensitive as your son, like in that way. Like, it's not, you know, his central nervous system isn't off by that much.
Yes.
So we're just going to strengthen the results that you got for your son, I'm getting. And
yes.
we're going to strengthen that this mom, from this moment forward, is going to let go of the worry. And we're just going to strengthen that automatically. You're just going to start immediately shifting yourself. Every time you see your son, you're going to see him in his glory rather than in your fear, is what's coming up. So we just strengthen that. Any last shifting you would like to do here, Nicole, for him and his mom?
Things are feeling pretty strong. Just going to strengthen that he would effortlessly be able to move forward on his journey, okay, and try new things. So change, no change would be strong for him, so that any doubt, okay, or control would just be completely eliminated, because I'm getting he has some things he wants to try, and they're good things, so that he would stretch himself now that he's feeling so good and start taking those new steps.
And, you know, Nicole, you work with angels. Is there an angel that wants to connect with him? Because this is what I'm getting.
I'm getting that Archangel Michael.
Yeah.
And Archangel Metatron.
Okay, so let's
would
strengthen.
Both like to stay with him. Mm-hmm. And she could ask that these
it's
angels
funny.
Go and be with her son every day.
Yeah, and
it's
I'm getting
I've
surround him with protection.
Yes.
With gentle, mm-hmm. loving, beautiful energy.
Yes.
Yeah. How does that feel, Rashida?
It's funny. It feels so good. Like the last part that you guys spoke about, I just spoke to him a month ago, and I introduced Archangel Michael and Metatron to him, and I told him to take them to school with him every day. And he told
That's
me
awesome.
That the Archangel so... Metatron was too hard to say, so we asked Archangel Metatron, can we call him Archangel Nice? So he calls him Archangel Nice and
oh,
Archangel
beautiful.
Michael.
Yeah, that's so beautiful.
Yeah,
that's so beautiful.
So it just touched my heart that you said this to me, because it just reiterates and that
the universe
what I said to him,
know.
And that is real, and that it's really happening.
Yeah, there you go. See, the universe is letting you know that, because how would we know that, right?
Yeah,
that those two particular angels. And
yeah.
so we're just going to strengthen that for you, that you're going to start to notice more and more results in that way. So thank you for calling in. Feel free to contact me at info@thetruthisfunny.com or contact Nicole and let us know how you're doing.
Okay, I will. Thank
All
you
right.
so much.
Thank you for calling in. This is Colette Marie Steffen with The Truth Is Funny. Thrilled to connect with all of you. I'm happy to share the news that my book is now in the printing process and out of the formatting process.
Beautiful.
Yeah. And so the name of my book is The Truth Is Funny, Shift Happens, Stuff You Wish Your Mom Had Known to Tell You.
Yeah.
I have a warning on the book that it may trigger the shift out of you. We'll be right back.
And it will.
Yeah. We'll be right back to make some more shift happen right after this break.
And if she should tell you, come closer. And if she tempts you with a charm, tell her no, no.
Are you ready to thread your life with intuition? Intuit Apparel can help you do just that. This is not just about a piece of clothing. This is about a movement, an awakening, and staying centered in life. Your life. Intuitive and host of the radio show Get Into It, Lynn Brown, was given this image with the intention of a clothing line designed to represent the essence of life itself. Visit intuitapparel.com now and wear your intuition with
Dr. Love's Quickies.
Mary's about ready to give love the shove, because no matter what she tries, guys don't know that she's alive. To turn guys on, she needs to turn on those green lights, nonverbal cues that say, over here. Most guys won't approach unless they're cleared for landing. So ladies, to kickstart your love life, turn on those green lights and flash your pearly whites. I'm Dr. Jamie Turndorf of AskDrLove.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
You got attitude? Keys to the rescue. Adjust your attitude with Keys Clear Protein Waters. So refreshing. Just a few sips of Keys will give you a whole new outlook, thanks to 22 grams of the happiest protein on earth. Tongue-tingling tasty without the guilt of naughty or nasty ingredients. If that doesn't put a smile on your face, maybe you need to drink too. Put a little woohoo in your attitude with Keys Protein Water. On Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please, .com.
1230 WPLQ.
This is Colette Marie Stephan on The Truth Is Funny. I've got Nicole Short with me here. We had just a beautiful, beautiful clearing just in the previous segment of the radio show. I just wanted to ask you, Nicole, if you would just share your contact information one more time.
Okay, so my website is www.innerfreedomnow.ca. And you can email me at nicole@innerfreedomnow.ca. Or check me out on Facebook, Nicole Short, Inner Freedom Now.
Lovely.
I'd love to hear from you.
And you know, on the break, you were telling me that you have a story that you would like to share with the listeners and also in particular for Rashida, because
yes.
She'll find it kind of amusing.
Yes. So about 3 years ago, we were driving to school, and my son still experienced anxiety at that time, and so he had a panic attack, and I told him he could just ask Archangel Michael to come, and it would go away. It would stop it. And he did that, and then he looked at me, and he goes, Mom, have you been sending Archangel Michael to school with me behind my back? And I had been every day, and I looked at him, you know, out of the side of my eye and said, why? And he goes, because every time I go to insult myself, I can't anymore, Archangel Michael is stopping me. And it was just, I knew in that moment that amazing things were happening, and I was so grateful for the extra help that the angels were providing my child, and that he was able to perceive it instantly.
You know, yeah. I'm just getting so many rushes through my body. I mean, how beautiful is that? And, you know, when you think, like, a lot of times when these children are labeled with these disorders, it the self-esteem is very challenging. And, you know, the family, like, for everyone in the family. And for him to say that to you, you know, he would have been, what, 9 years old?
He would have been just nine. And dramatic changes in the perspective that he has on himself were completely altered. And he has a huge belief in himself today, and he's very strong in who he is. He doesn't just follow the pack, and he's very comfortable in that. And I think it's a huge gift that wouldn't have come. Yeah.
And let me tell you, Nicole, you are a huge gift. Just amazing what you've accomplished here, and your dedication to it, and your trust in yourself that you would find a way. What are your plans in the future here? Like, because I would love to see, you know, if you have a child that has been labeled like with autism, for instance, you know, Nicole has experienced it, and having a child that has been, you know, diagnosed with that and the problems that come with it, and, you know, such a beautiful story of your, you know, the beautiful changes that are made. What are your plans here for the future?
Well, we're going to see how things grow. I really want to pass on what was given to me. So I find that a lot of parents end up finding me and not even knowing why they're coming to me, and then realizing that it's about the child. And so I really want to teach people how to work with angels and access their intuition, so that they can start having a greater clarity about what's going on, to help bring ease and comfort. I want to teach angel card reading too, because it just opens the intuition and gives people access to the support that's out there for them. And I just look forward to continuing on the journey that the divine has put me on so far, and see how it all unfolds. Yeah.
And it's a beautiful, beautiful unfolding. I love it. And, you know, I love the angels myself. And, you know, you know how I paint dragons.
Yes.
With every baby dragon that I paint, it always has, the dragon always has a baby angel to accompany them, because baby dragons are very busy.
Yeah.
And they tend to get into trouble. And because they are seekers, they are always seeking, and they'll go to very dark places. And when they have an angel with them, and they're energetically attached by, I have a silver thread between the two, it is, it's just something that I always, with every baby dragon, make sure that an angel accompanies them. And, you know, it sounds kind of funny because they're paintings, but like I kind of intuitively download this information. I see the painting, and then I, and then I start to work on them. And I could see these angels hanging out with the baby dragons. And I just love it. It's so beautiful. And so
it sounds beautiful.
Yeah.
It feels very powerful.
Yeah, if even dragons can, it's handy to have angels around when you're a dragon, then it's going to be good for people too, right?
Yes, it is. I totally agree. Completely agree.
Yeah, and, yeah. You know, I just wanted to say, you know, it was a pleasure having you at the seminar on the weekend in Vancouver. Mark and I enjoyed so much, and we appreciated all the, you know, the work you did while you were there. And, you know, it was just so much fun, and it was beautiful to see all the shifting take place. Mark and I are actually, I'm leaving on Sunday, actually, for Germany. And we will be in Germany teaching a seminar 2 weekends from now, and then off to Birmingham, England, for another one. So it's been busy, and I really did appreciate very much all your empowerment at the seminar. It vastly, vastly appreciated.
Oh, it was incredible being at the seminar and watching other people get to learn that they can do this too. Anyone can learn this. And, you know, if I can learn this, anyone can learn this. And I've already had, you know, people who live around me in my community out here in White Rock asking me when your next one is, because they want to come and learn too. So, you know, it's so exciting. And I just always tell everyone about energetic upgrade. And relationship rescue was just incredible. So these tools are so powerful. And yeah. I loved it. Loved it. So much fun.
Yeah, it was fun.
It was so much fun.
And it's a good reason to visit that beautiful city of Vancouver and hang out with you.
Yeah, we had a great time.
Yeah.
So
if you can imagine, we've basically run out of time here.
Oh.
Thank you so very much for being on The Truth Is Funny. Thank you for all the listeners. Thank you to Brian, my wonderful producer here, who always knows exactly what's on.
Thank you.
a wonderful day to everybody. Looking forward to connecting with you again next week at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time. Bye for now. Enjoy your day.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The Truth Is Funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.